Selling is not hard when you've created trust and you have an irresistible offer. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen with somebody's ABC template, and it doesn't happen copying somebody else and doing it in 1 week. Like, those two things take intention and take really connecting to and putting your ideal customer first, and then selling's easy. You are listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast, episode number 630. Hello, my friends. Happy Tuesday. If you are tuning in live, I am buzzing with excitement. We are T-minus, like 6 days from when I'm recording this, until the Ultimate Entrepreneur Experience event. Oh my gosh. If you are on the fence, if you have seen this event and you're like, I really want to be there, and you're going back and forth and you're like, I don't know, should I book the ticket? Should I book the hotel? Should I get the childcare? All the things, this is your sign, because we have, I think we're at like 9 spots until our venue's capped. And you guys, I mean, this is a free event. Like, I am funding this event. I am not saying this because I need a bunch of people there. Truly, from the bottom of my heart, this is going to be one of the most incredible events that you have ever had the opportunity to go to. And here's why. It is the embodiment of having it all in one event, of the networking, the business strategy, the connections, the play, the dance, the fun, the challenges, like everything. And I am all about experiences, right? I look at marketing as an experience. I look at life as an experience. I love creating epic experiences. I love having epic experiences. And so I'm really good, as I've discovered, as I create this in-person event, at also creating in-person experiences. Every detail, every minute of the day, every part is intentional. And it's going to be so good. It's going to be so good. Like, I just am so excited to watch it unfold. And I mean, most likely what's going to happen, like, this is the real truth. There's a specific purpose for this event. There's something I'm announcing. That was the original intention and inspiration behind it. Like, I wasn't like, oh, this year I'm going to do a free event. I have something really big I'm announcing. And I went to my group of peers and I said, I want to do something big. I want to do something different. And that's kind of how this was born. I think that likely there's a chance I will do some sort of event once a year similar to this. But it will never be like this first one. It will never be as intimate. It may not be free. Like, there won't be another chance. The announcement I have, the things we're doing around that, like, that's not happening again. So if you're on the fence, really and truly, we have eight or nine spots. I just looked at the numbers. We just put in our t-shirt order at the last minute to get as many sizes as possible, right? And this is your chance. This is the last one I mentioned on the podcast. Otherwise, follow along on my Instagram this weekend, because like, I literally have full body energy pulsing through me just talking about it. It is going to be incredible. Notforlazymarketers.com/experience will show you the two options. You can come for the full day, which is really a half day, or just to the evening portion. And then there also is a virtual option. I mean, it won't be as cool as in person because you just can't replicate it, but at least it's something. So get your name on one of those lists. Okay. I was inspired to record today's podcast because I've been working on training for my Emerge program, which in the final phase of Emerge, it's about selling their offer. And I give them my entire strategy and blueprint and scripts and entire process for selling this offer that they work to create and build the assets for. And the way I teach in Emerge how to sell an offer is actually not with a multi-step complicated funnel. I believe that at that stage, you just need to get your first few sales, get money in the bank, prove the offer, and then you can build the webinar, the lead gen, and all those things. And so I don't teach them to build this big funnel out the gate because I want to keep it simple. And as they quickly realize, and as everybody quickly realizes, having a webinar and emails and all these things, it's a lot when you're doing it by yourself. It's possible. That's what I teach in Essential. But before we do that, I need them to sell their offer and make some sales. So the way I teach them to sell is actually through having conversations and connecting with people. And I said something in one of the trainings that made me go, I need to turn this into a podcast because it's a really important thing, which is the concept that selling is not actually hard. Like, I think that people have a total misconception most of the time and miss subconscious belief around selling. And I think that's why people have a lot of fear and shame and discomfort, and they end up like not speaking up. And there's all these people who talk about, oh, you're worth, and charge what you're worth, and, you know, make sure you sell shamelessly, all those things, right? And I think because that stems from this idea that selling is hard, that it's hard to get somebody convinced to buy your thing. And I don't think that's the case. Selling is not hard. Because here's the reality, here's the fact. I don't care how bad the economy gets, people are still going to spend money and people still need help, right? No matter what is happening, everybody, including you, you need help today, right? With something in your life, in your business, in your health, with your relationships, like you have problems. And you want to solve those problems. We are motivated to solve those problems because we are all intrinsically motivated to seek a state of happiness and, quote, perfection and like homeostasis in our life. So if we have a problem in our business, with our friends, with our family, with our health, that is taking us out of that state of being, of that, like, I'll call it homeostasis of happiness, right? We want to solve that problem. Now, the more it's taking us out of that state, the more urgent we want to solve that problem. That's why if you have something, I'll give you an example. If I have something, like I had my hot water heater broke, okay? No, it actually didn't. It ended up being a propane leak, whatever. I didn't have hot water in my house. So you can bet that my homeostasis of like that being okay, it's pretty urgent that I get hot water back. I mean, I do love my cold showers, but I don't want to take cold showers every single day. And my kids definitely don't want to take cold showers. So my urgency to solve this problem is a 10. Right? I need to solve this problem as fast as possible. So I am ready to give money to whoever can solve this problem as fast as possible and as best as possible. And I'll do whatever it takes. Let's say I don't have any money. Well, I'm still going to figure it out. I'm going to get a loan. I'm going to use a credit card, like whatever. Okay? Because I have a 10 out of 10 problem that I need to solve to get back to my normal state. Now, if I have a problem in my business where, let's say I'm overwhelmed. Okay, now it's going to depend how much this overwhelm is taking away from my homeostasis of happiness that I need to solve that problem. But if I have that problem and I come across somebody who I am convinced that they can solve that problem for me, I will buy from them because I know I have this problem and it is taking away from me being present with my family, me getting my workouts in, me being happy, right? My point being, selling is not hard when you do things this certain way I'm going to talk about. Why? Because people want to solve their problems. People will spend money to solve their problems if the perceived value and the perceived notion that their problem will be solved and it's worth that to them is there, right? So your job, if we understand at a foundational level that selling itself is not hard, then what do we have to do to make selling easy? Okay. Well, first of all, most of the time, if not all of the time, I'm not going to buy something if I don't trust the individual or the company that I'm buying from. Like, I don't think you could name very many times, unless you're in like an emergency house situation, like you don't have hot water and you're like, well, I'll go with this company, right? But to spend money, you first have to trust, right? So your first job in marketing to get someone to want to buy from you is not like, I got to convince them. I have to persuade them. I have to negotiate with them. I have to sell to them. No, the first thing we do to make selling easy is we build trust. Because if someone has this experience where they come into interaction with you or your brand, whatever happens in that interaction, maybe it's through content, maybe it's through a webinar, maybe they come to my in-person event, right? and a connection is formed. A bond between you, the business, and that person is formed. And now they start to trust. And they're like, okay, I trust this person. I see that he is genuine, that they are experts, that they know how to solve this problem, that they have experience doing this, that they can back it up, right? Now I have this trust, and this problem that I know that I have, first of all, the next time it comes to the surface or I really want to do something about it, the first person I'm going to think of is the person I trust. But number two, once you establish the trust, then you need to have the answer to the problem that's so good they're going to beg for that answer, right? There's going to be a variance of people that you come into contact with of how urgent it is for them to solve their problem, okay? So for me, not having hot water, 10 out of 10 urgent. I'm going to solve that problem ASAP to the first company who can do it quickly and do it well and do it for a reasonable price, okay? Now, if you're somebody in business who you're having a problem making sales, and maybe it's been 30 days of you trying and you're not making sales and you're frustrated, you're overwhelmed, and you're like, I know I can't do this by myself. Okay, if you've been actively trying to make sales for a while, you're going to have a bigger sense of urgency to go solve that problem than somebody who's like, I just started my business yesterday and I haven't made sales yet, but maybe I can still do it by myself. So why I'm saying this is you're going to come across people who have different levels of urgency to solve their problem. But regardless, they still want to solve their problem. So your marketing needs to, number one, build the trust, which opens a door of possibility for them to buy from you. And number two, have an offer that is so good, they're like, I need that, because I know it will solve my problem. And maybe they're not ready today for it, but they are in 60 days, right? And we play the long game in business. So backing it up to what I was teaching in Emerge, I was trying to get people to see that we're moving into this phase where it's time to sell your offer. And you've worked so hard to create this offer. Like, what I have them do in Emerge is incredible. They all have irresistible, crazy good offers because they go through like the boot camp of boot camps to create good offers. You can't get out to the other side without creating a good offer, because my team also reviews the offer and gives you feedback on it and then gives you feedback on the sales page. So at this point, they have a good offer. They have built their foundation, their ideal customer's pain, frustration, desire. They tied that to the offer. They built the offer. They have a customer experience. They have a sales page, right? Now they're ready to sell. And what I was teaching them was, it's not about now, like, let me go and beg for sales, or let me go try to really convince people to buy my thing and ask all these people and send cold DMs and focus on the sale. Like, yes, we want sales, but the faster you understand it, in all marketing, sales are a byproduct of everything else you do, the faster you're going to be successful. So in this case, in Emerge, they have this offer, they're ready to sell, they have a sales page. It's not about just going and messaging as many people as they can and saying, hey, here's my offer. It's really awesome. Do you want to buy it? No, step one is build the trust. Open the door. The door is locked right now for the people who don't know you. They've got the door shut. You have to make the interaction where now the door opens. And we do that by establishing ourselves as an expert, serving people. We can do this in all different ways. I mean, one of the ways that you can do this is through content, right? My podcast opens the door for you guys to say, oh, I trust Emily. She's for sure an expert. Listen to what she's saying. She sees behind the scenes. Her team does this. She's gotten these results. She talks about this. The door is now open. I'm either in a 10 out of 10 urgent place that I need marketing help, or I'm in the middle. I know I need it, but I'm going back and forth. I don't know. Or maybe I don't need it at all right now, but in 3 months, that's going to shift. And who am I going to think of? Emily. Every single time, for the people that the door has been opened. So instead of just immediately sprinting towards, like, let me convince people, let me tell them about my offer, let me try to get this sale, and oh my God, it's going to be so hard because I got to convince people and it's a recession and the economy and blah, blah, blah. No, sprint towards, let's build the trust. Let's build the connection. So essentially the way I teach this in Emerge is you need to have conversations. Not conversations about your offer yet. Conversations that first open the door, then you can bring your offer in. You need to focus on them. Make the conversations about the ideal customer. What are they struggling with? What do they want? What do they need? How can you support them? Now the door is open, and keeping in mind, people want to solve their problem. So once the door is open, we say, and now here is an offer that is so good. Why would you say no to it? Because you just told me about this problem that you have. And then depending on how urgent of a problem it is for them, they're going to buy. Sales is not hard. Selling is not hard. When you've created trust and you have an irresistible offer. Doing those two things, I'm not going to say it's hard, but you have to be intentional. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen with somebody's ABC template. And it doesn't happen copying somebody else and doing it in 1 week. Like, those two things take intention and take really connecting to and putting your ideal customer first and making that the priority, making that the intention, making that the goal. And then selling's easy. Like, honestly, you guys, I recently shifted who's doing my sales in my company. And the feedback I've gotten from everybody who has been trained on it is like, oh, it's so easy to sell for you. Like, to sell this offer is so easy. And I said, yeah, because by the time they get to a call, you're not persuading and convincing and begging, right? It's not hard. By the time they get to a call, they've built trust. They've built a relationship with me. They have a desire for what I can do for their business and my company can do for their business. And then you just explain the offer and the results the offers create that I have, and it's a no-brainer, right? Now, getting to that place has taken me years. I've refined my offer dozens of times, my offers. But now, like, it's not hard. We're not convincing. We're not begging ever. And it's not like, oh my God, it's so hard to make sales. It's easy to make sales once they get on the call. The part where I put the most effort into is actually getting them to book the call, to have the trust, and then having the offers that back that and are so good. So selling is not hard, but selling and making it easy, it actually should feel easy to sell. There's something wrong with your foundation if it doesn't feel easy when you sell it. There's something wrong with your offer, or there's something wrong with what's happening leading up to the sale if it feels hard. You have to be intentional with everything else you do. Sales are a byproduct of everything else. All right, you guys. I hope to see you in Austin, Texas on Saturday. I'm so excited. And I hope you guys got some value from this and just really looking at your priorities. Looking at where you are thinking maybe the problem is or the focus needs to go in your marketing. The focus needs to go in the trust and the relationships and the experience you create that leads to the sale. And then the focus needs to go into the offer itself and how to create an actual irresistible offer, because I've talked about this before, but that is actually the most important thing to your marketing. Because if you have an offer that people don't really, really want, everything you do is going to be hard. If you're like, I think I need a merge, then go to helpmystrategy.com, book a call, and you can chat with us about a merge. And let's say you're in a merge or you are in Essential. If you come to Austin next weekend, you also get to go to a free VIP day on Sunday. I'm hosting a free 4-hour-ish VIP day where we're going to do hot seats and business brainstorming, in-person coaching, and there will be an optional breathwork session beforehand. So, all right, everybody, I will talk to you on Thursday. Thanks for listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast. If you love this episode and want deeper support with your marketing, head over to helpmystrategy.com to see how Hirsch Marketing can help take your marketing to the next level, no matter where you're at today. We help our clients scale faster than ever, find hidden leaks in their funnel, experiment with new creative marketing strategies, and help their business explode and be more profitable than they ever dreamed possible. Head over to helpmystrategy.com and see if you qualify for a free strategy audit with Team Hirsch.